WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
It takes a special kind of dramatic weather event to get its own name, and that is the case with a blue norther. Looking up blue norther in the dictionary gives you this definition: a cold wind from the north that brings rapidly falling temperatures to Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas region. Well, perhaps a slightly more generic definition is that a blue norther is a fast-moving cold front, usually of Arctic origins, that causes temperatures to drop dramatically and quickly. Characteristics of a blue norther include a dark blue black sky, strong wind, and temperatures that can drop 20 to 30 degrees or more in a few minutes. While blue northers can occur in other parts of the country, the phenomenon is most commonly associated with the Texas Panhandle. Now, according to the Texas Historical Association, the term blue norther has at least three colorful attributions. The term refers, some say, to a norther that sweeps out of the panhandle under a blue-black sky, that is, to a cold front named for the appearance of its leading edge. Another account states that the term refers to the appearance of the sky after the front has blown through, as the mid-19th century variant blue-tailed norther illustrates. Yet another derives a term from the fact that one supposedly turns blue from the cold brought by the front. Now, the National Weather Service in Amarillo, Texas notes that the blue norther events often catch people off guard because temperatures can drop as much as 40 to 60 degrees within hours during an extreme blue norther event, and yet the sudden plummet will occur under clear blue skies. Now, one of the most historic blue northers occurred on November the 11th, 1911. Some say it was among the most sudden and dangerous cold blasts in American history. In just a matter of hours after the front passed, temperatures in Oklahoma City dropped from a balmy record high of 83 degrees Fahrenheit to a record low of 17 degrees. But blue northers are not restricted to just one part of the country. In fact, just last week, a surge of cold air into the southeastern U.S. dropped temperatures as much as 30 degrees in just a few hours. Got a question about the weather? Drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.